Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus present Today in Bajan History.
Hello, I'm Alan Cobley, Professor of History at the University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus. On this day, January 26, 1966, the foundation stone was laid at Cahill to mark the beginning of the building of a new campus for the University of the West Indies in Barbados. The first offices of the College of Arts and Sciences of the university had been established on the compound of the St. Michael's School in July of 1963, and classes had commenced that same year in buildings at the Deepwater Harbour, with 10 academic staff and 118 undergraduate students. However, the choice of Cahill as the permanent home for the new campus was made by Errol Barrow, a former World War II pilot who was then Premier of Barbados. According to Barrow, "I didn't know there was so large an area of land in Barbados. I spotted it during a solo flight, searching for a campus. We were thinking of the Pine, but I wanted a more impressive site, one that stood out like a beacon. And there it was, within easy reach of Bridgetown. At Mona, you look up to the mountains, but here you look out across the ocean." The unveiling of the foundation stone was done by Her Royal Highness Princess Alice, the Chancellor of the University of the West Indies, accompanied by Sir Philip Sherlock, Vice-Chancellor, the Honourable Cameron Tudor, Minister of Education, and Sidney Martin, Principal. Also present at the ceremony were the Honourable E.T. Joshua, Chief Minister of St. Vincent and the Grenadines, the Honourable Hunter Francois, Minister of Education from St. Lucia, and former Vice-Chancellor Sir Arthur Lewis. The unveiling was preceded by a service at St. Michael's Cathedral, conducted by the Dean of St. Michael's, the Very Reverend Gordon Hazelwood, and the Bishop of Barbados, the Right Reverend Lewis Evans. As Professor Woodville Marshall reminds us in his book, From Plantation to University Campus, the land now occupied by the Cahill campus was once covered by sugar plantations, where hundreds of enslaved people lived and worked. As we reflect on the laying of the foundation stone for the campus on this day in 1966, we remember with pride the many generations of students who have studied there. But we should also pause to remember those earlier generations of Barbadians who lived and died on that site under the curse of chattel slavery.
Today in Bajan History, with Starcom Network and the Department of History and Philosophy, University of the West Indies, Cahill Campus.